like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
So on today's episode, Justin Nunley. But hold on, who the hell gave you danger? What did you put in there? Justin, yeah. Danger?
I did it myself.
You are the least dangerous person. You like, You make sure you push the button on crosswalks and you've never ripped the thing off your mattress. We know.
Are you kidding me? Listen, I had to go to the emergency room back about 10 years ago because I had third degree burns. I burned every one of my fingertips by grabbing a hot grill grate.
Okay, but that was an accident.
Yeah. Well, I was saving the steaks. It wasn't an accident. Do you know how much steaks cost?
No, I don't really eat steak.
Huh?
I don't really eat steak.
Why?
No, not really. I just don't. I don't know. I haven't had anything that I really liked.
It's not like a vegan teacher type thing, is it?
Hell no.
When I was in Korea, I ate dog.
When the hell were you in Korea?
I was in Korea for about a year. Oh, back in 2014, 2015.
Living the old days, huh?
The old days. I also ate guinea pig in Ecuador. Listen, if you ever get a chance to eat guinea pig, don't. That shit's nasty.
Why would you eat? Why?
I mean, when in Rome.
You weren't in Rome.
Right. But I mean, it's pretty much the Rome of North America. Is that sort South America? That's South America, I think. Oh, fuck it. Who cares?
Just not even good. What if Crystal came home and was like, I got this new recipe and it ended up being
guinea pig?
Yeah. But she wasn't going to tell you. Would you just try it anyway?
Knock, who's there? DoorDash.
Who DoorDashes guinea pig?
No, I'm saying she cooks that shit. I'm DoorDashing something else.
Does she cook? Who cooks in your house?
She does. I ain't cooking.
Is that beneath you or like what? Wife needs to be in the kitchen barefoot? What are you saying?
Yeah, barefoot and pregnant. Why women? I'm joking. Listen, I know most of your audience.
I do not.
I ain't even doing it. It's 2023 and people don't know how to take a joke.
No. So like all right, listen. Some people don't know. They have no clue who you are. None.
Well, that just means that their social media experience has sucked.
Is that what that is? So Justin puts out semi-mediocre funny content on TikTok.
It's mediocre at best.
TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Wherever he can whore himself out, this boy does it. How did you get started? How'd you get started? For people that don't know you, how'd you get started?
With my phone.
So you had a phone. You had your Cricket phone. You said, let me see what this TikTok is all about.
It was during the pandemic. I mean, it's a pretty typical story.
Right.
But, you know, I was just scrolling And I seen some dude, and I know who he is. Because I went back and looked.
Oh, gosh.
And somebody that I'm mutuals with now, and I never have even told him this, right? But I was scrolling through, and I saw a video of him, like, trying to be funny. And I was like, and it had, like, over 1 million views. And I'm like, that shit wasn't even funny. I could do that way better. And I did.
Who was it?
No.
I knew. I was like, there ain't no way. But you're sitting on it, too, because I can see it in your face. You're like.
Because he's such a good dude, and I love him. I've met him several times. We've hung out and everything. And he's a great person. I don't think he's funny.
Okay, so Justin and I have been friends for what? Three years?
It's been about 2 years.
Okay, so I'm going to share a little bit. I did not know who Justin was, and people kept tagging me. People kept tagging me, and I was like, I don't know who this person is.
Well, they started tagging you when you did that video, and you was like, I should do a series on all the hot coaches. Well, this was when I still had, I owned a baseball and softball training facility. Right?
Yep, you're right.
I've been a hitting coach for years and years and years, right? And I stitched that, and I was like, you rang?
Yes.
You know, and then everybody.
That's right.
And then, so everybody started tagging you, and then you never responded, and I was like, bet. This
then
bitch
you went,
don't respond to me.
Then you went full fucking stalker mode, and I saw like I three more videos, and I was like, who is this guy? I don't even know who this person. People would come in my live like, Justin wants you to. I'm like, I don't know him. So then eventually I did the video. There's like, which one did I do? Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Is that the one I did? Yeah.
Yeah, because so you had already said something, because I'd snuck in your live one day, and you was like, I don't even know who this guy is, but it's almost like he's stalking me. Right. And then you did that video, and I was like, bet I can get down on this.
And it was, I should repost it. It was just like a compilation of all of the videos he was trying to get my attention. And I put it up, and then, I don't know, did you slide in the DMs or on the live? No, something.
I think that like once we became mutuals or whatever, like we just, I think it was a while before we even really talked.
Yeah. Cause I didn't give my number out. I still don't really give my number out, honestly, but I remember you asked a question or whatever. And then we've just been like super cool ever since. But it's interesting when it comes to like befriending creators, cause there are a lot of people that they are not who they portray on that screen.
No. And you know what? When I come across one of those people, I block them.
Same.
I'm done with them. I don't fuck with fake people. I don't.
Do you remember the first conversation that we had, I was like, I don't fuck with a lot of people on this app. And you were like, why? I said, because it matters to me what kind of person that you are. And it was funny because Justin's like, well, what about this person? I said, you know what? You're going to have to experience it yourself. You're going to have, you know, whatever. If you talk to them and they're this way to you, whatever. I said, but there are a couple of people that I have just blocked because I can't. Now, if they were hurting someone, like manipulating in a really bad way or hurting someone, like I would be like, no. But yeah, it's definitely interesting. I want to know best part and worst part of social media.
The best part I would probably say is, and I'm not saying this to be cliche or fake or anything like that, is literally the ability to help others that need help. There is so many people out there that are struggling, that are having a rough time. And sometimes the best way to help them is by making them laugh. You know, I mean, you and I both have done a lot of, you know, good, you know, charitable work and everything. And I'm sure you get the same DMs that I get. I get DMs all the time. Hey man, I'm going through it. There's people out there that are hurting. There's people out there that need help. And my favorite part of online is being able to be there for those people. Cause I've been through it. I've been clinically depressed before.
Right.
I struggle with those demons. I've talked about it online. So I understand how much strength it takes to pull yourself out of those dark places. And somebody that's never been there doesn't understand. The worst part of being online is the, I don't know, probably the time that it takes.
Yeah. I don't think people understand. I agree with you. The best is just the community and being able to help people and growing with them and truly having a family. I like going live because I can chat with people. I like going live because I know some people have no one else to talk to. And I feel horrible they have no one else to talk to. So when I can't go live, I'm like, wait, there's such a disconnect. Like, I haven't talked to everybody. But I love that. I love the community. I love everything that brings. But on the flip side, like you're saying, I don't think people understand the time that it takes behind the scenes. You know, doing the videos, that might not take a long time, but doing videos and answering and things like that. Wow. I gotta be honest. Okay, so Justin's showing me his screen at 11 and a half hours a day.
Average, it's down 21% from last week.
And I would say mine's probably around 10 hours.
Yeah, I mean, people just see, you know, three videos a day, but they don't realize how much extra goes into it. I mean, there's a lot more that goes into it than just creating content. I mean, it really is. And then creating the content, I mean, that's, you know, that takes time. You know, I mean, all jokes aside, a 15-second video may take you an hour to do. You know what I'm saying?
So we talked about that last night. I said, how many videos are you putting out right now? Because I used to put out 5 videos when COVID was really going on and people were in the house. Like, I didn't have anything else to do. But then I'm a single mom. Like, I have to make sure my son is taken care of. I've got to make sure I'm taking care of my house. I do all of those things. So I can't pump out 5 videos a day. And until I get some things kind of settled in, I can't do that. So when you and I were talking last night, I was like, damn, I'm worried about you. Like, you got to take a break, or you know what I mean? Like, don't expend everything that you have, like, more in moderation. But yeah, people, I don't think a lot of people understand the time. And I think that the time that we spend is more, we care about people. We want to put out good content. We want to connect. We want to do what we're doing in a positive way. And we want to do what we're doing well. Okay. Who do you think is funnier, you or me?
Me.
Bullshit.
There's no doubt in my mind.
We're about to put this to the test.
I mean, do you ask?
I just think that you think you piss excellence and that
No, I really don't. I don't think I'm funny. Other people do. I had this conversation with somebody yesterday.
Okay, wait. So wait. You just said, I don't think I'm funny, but you're funnier than me. So I'm not funny.
I think other people think I'm funnier.
No. We're about to put a video up.
Okay.
We're definitely doing this. Who is funnier? Justin or Heather?
Let's go. Who's funnier?
We're definitely putting this up. We already know.
I mean, it's apples and oranges. We have two different, you know, we have two different styles. You know, it's like saying, hey, is Cat Williams or Dave Chappelle funnier? It's two different approaches.
Please tell me you're Cat. I'm definitely Dave.
Oh, I'm Dave.
Bullshit. Dave. You are little cat daddy all day long.
No, I think Dave Chappelle is a absolute genius.
I do too.
When it comes to comedy. I really do.
We're going to solve this.
Don't ask a question you don't want the honest answer. Why would I, in my right mind, say, yeah, I think you are?
Because then you would be actually speaking truths. That was a grandpa, if I've ever heard it. Justin thinks he's funnier than me, which is okay. It's fine. Are you ready to...
Hold on. I'm fixing to make a phone call. Somebody that's going to keep it real.
Okay.
Stand by.
Okay. I already fucking knew. I already knew that's who you were calling. Hold on. Shit. Damn it. It went to voicemail.
He'll call back.
Okay, look. I already know what that meat stick's going to say. Okay, listen. You ready?
Yeah.
We're going to play a little game of Never Have I Ever. Justin's face right now. All right, you ready?
Let's go.
All right, I'm just going to go through the questions, and then you just have to say yes or no, and I have to say yes or no. I've never screamed Justin in bed.
Why the hell would I scream my own name?
I don't know. I want to know.
No.
Wait, what's his name? Is his name like Lil Justin? Would you like, get it, Lil Justin?
No, that's where the danger's at. Why do you think the middle name's Danger? Oh, Lord, Danger.
Danger. Like, when you're in bed, you'd be like, danger's about to explode. Hey, danger's coming.
Shit's about to get dangerous.
All right. You ready?
Hold on. No.
What?
Have you ever screamed Justin?
No. No. Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever been with a... I've never been with a Justin. Never have I ever said a safe word in bed.
Hell no. My safe word is keep going. Harder. My safe word is harder.
Can I send Crystal some like different sex toys?
Sure.
This is just the question we both have to answer. Played strip poker.
Oh yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Hey, there ain't nobody. Hey, that. I don't care how dumb of a motherfucker you are. Hey, you playing strip poker and you down to like the last article, you start counting cards. You know? Like it may be a little bit chilly in the room, you know? Got a little shrinkage going on.
Never have I ever faked an orgasm.
Why in the hell would I fake an orgasm? That thing either spits or it don't. You know, there ain't really no faking that.
Yeah, I faked it. It's been, you know, and it's just like really bad. You're just like, well, let's get this over with.
I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I was a virgin until I got married, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I've never had any bad.
Really? What's your body count?
Next question.
All right. Never have I ever had sex out underneath the stars.
I'm from North Alabama. You know I've been. You know I fucked in the woods.
Okay. Yeah, I have too. Not in the woods though. But yeah. Never have I ever worn lingerie.
Oh, I've done that for a video before. Back before my first account got banned.
I missed it.
I'll have to send that video to you.
No,
wild.
Please don't. No, go ahead. Go ahead. That's fine. If I repost it, yeah. It's on.
Shit's
no, I'm
funny. Like it's me wearing a thong and walking away.
Oh, my God. No, here, never have I ever done OnlyFans.
No, I haven't ever done one.
I haven't.
How much
Would
money
you?
Are we talking?
It don't matter. What's your price? What price would it take for you to start an OnlyFans?
Man, I don't know.
Don't act like you haven't thought about it.
No, I really don't know. I don't
what
know.
If someone said you can make $50,000 a month? Would you do it?
No, that ain't enough.
$100,000. Oh, look at your face.
Yeah, probably about $150,000. Probably about $150,000.
Okay, listen, for a low price of $100,000, I'll make sure Justin doesn't do OnlyFans.
Let's go. Send that cash. Cash out. I've got Venmo too. Hey, you can even hit me up. You can even pay the way the boomers pay. I've got Facebook Pay. Let's go.
Oh, my Lord. All right, back to never have I ever fallen asleep during sex.
I don't think that's possible for a failure to, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a difference between passing out and falling asleep.
No, like you could be and just pass out.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened.
No?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
Apparently you have.
I don't think that I have. No. No. Never have I ever been caught having sex.
No, but I did get caught by my sister and her boyfriend when we were all in high school. They were 2 years ahead of me in school, and I was in my bedroom just going at it. Oh, God. Like, hey, head back, mouth open, going at it. And they opened the door. Now, listen, you know that shit got out.
Oh, of course.
Because it was a small school, and her boyfriend, he was telling that. He was telling that one.
Did you have like a happy sock? What'd you have?
Huh?
Like a happy sock?
No.
You were just letting it rip?
Yeah.
I hope to God your mom stopped washing your sheets.
I'm telling you, hey, never mind.
No, go ahead.
I'm keeping that joke to myself now. That was that filter we was talking about.
You're like, oh, okay, fine. All right, never have I ever lost my underwear.
Bitch, I got ADD. You know I have lost them.
You probably got underwear all across the U.S. right now.
Ain't no telling where it's at.
Yeah, I don't think that I have. Okay, never have I ever had a sugar daddy or sugar mama.
No.
Come on.
People send messages all the time, but I'm not entertaining that. I got an email today from the Illuminati.
I did too. 4 days ago.
I'm telling you.
I was too afraid to tell anybody about it.
No, I got an email from the Illuminati saying, would you like to join?
I did too. I wonder if it's the same email. We're going to share it offline. Let's share.
Oh, I emailed them back.
Shit, I already got my membership. You late, bro. You late. Never have I ever said the wrong name during sex.
I know you have. I got ADHD, you know?
Yeah, but you can't be rifling through like, Sharon, Shannon, Amy. My bad.
Look. I'll get to the right one eventually. It's like my grandma. She had like 13 grandkids, and she'd go through every one of them damn names before she got to the right one.
Yep. 10 in my mom's family. All the girls had J's, and then H's in my family. So like Holly, Heather, Hope, we're like, keep trying. It's one of us.
You got it.
All right. Never have I ever been to an adult store.
Oh, I've been.
Yeah, I've been too. We were down in Gatlinburg in Pigeon Forge, and we're driving, and my son's like, what's that? And I look up, and he's like, do you see that? That's not appropriate. And I start laughing. It said sexy stuff. So as we're driving by on the outside, it's like adult toys, lubricant, what? And he's like, he's starting to read them, and he just stopped mid-sentence. He's like, oh, never mind. I was like, yeah, never mind. We're just going to slide on right past that one. All right, look. We're at the park called the Savage Seven.
Okay.
7 rapid fire questions. You only get one skip.
Okay.
So choose it wisely.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
If you woke up a girl tomorrow, what's the very first thing that you would do?
Masturbate. I'm playing with that thing.
You look like, what the hell else would I do?
What else would you do? I'm not going to get dick down.
No?
No.
You'd rather just stay in-house?
Yeah. Huh. I'm not into dudes.
Okay. All right. Next question.
Okay.
A deep confession that you want to come clean about. I swear I wish people could see your face. You already have it, too. I can see it.
No, I'm thinking. I always literally try to do the right thing in situations. I really do.
I mean, you didn't do something to someone like back in third grade or something to someone in college or out of high school?
No, I got nothing. I guess I'll skip that one. I don't know. I really have nothing.
All right. What well-known person or people have slid into your DMs?
I mean,
slid into your DMs.
You talking like female?
I don't discriminate.
Or just like just in a friendly way?
No, in a very friendly way.
No, I ain't never had that.
Never.
Mm-mm.
You was a damn lie. Okay, no, fine. I promise. Okay, fine. Name someone that slid into your DMs.
Well, I mean, in a friendly way
is fine.
Gary LaVox.
Who's that?
The lead singer, Rascal Flatts. Oh, okay. That's how we met. We was both in Bristol together.
Can I tell you a funny story real quick about that?
Yeah,
my friends were like, we're going to a Rascal Flatts concert. And I was like, well, thanks for inviting me. They're like, you don't even know who the hell that is. And I was like, yes, I do. They're like, name a song. I had to Google it. But I went and it was a good concert. I tell you,
Gary, he has become a real good friend of mine. Good people. Awesome dude.
First video, I told you this. The first video you did with him, I thought it was Guy Fieri. I was like, I want to go. I like to eat. So my bad, Gary. My apologies. Yeah. Let's hang out soon. All right, next question. Who is your hall pass?
I don't think we've ever discussed that.
Okay, you can tell us.
I don't know.
You already skipped one, buddy. I told you to choose it wisely. He's so afraid to say it.
No, I'm bouncing around three names in my head right now.
Go ahead, rifle them off.
I don't know. Probably Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go with that one. All right. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Who is one person you pretend that you like, but you don't?
You?
Shut your face.
I don't pretend I like somebody.
Listen, you're fucking skirting around so many of these questions. No,
that I'm telling you the truth. You want the truth? Right,
yes.
Because I don't. If I don't like somebody, I'm not going to act like I like them, period. I will just as quick block somebody and move on. If I don't like you, you're going to know I don't like you.
Okay, I guess we'll accept it. All right, here. Be honest about this one. Have you ever shit?
I have been.
Okay, have you ever shit your pants?
Yeah. Who hasn't?
I'm not talking about shart. I'm talking about full on shit your pants.
Yeah.
You say it like it happens a lot. You wear diapers?
There's two notable times that this has happened.
Okay.
Right? One was at a high school baseball game. I was playing first base, right? And we was in the playoffs. And I had already told my coach, I'm like, yo, my stomach's hurting. I have got to go shit. Right? And he's like, I have nobody else put it first. It's late. We was in extra innings, right? And this game decided like whether we got to advance in the playoffs or not. He's like, bro, I got to have you. And I'm like, God. So I hustled to the bathroom and the toilet was clogged.
Oh, my God.
And there was a line at the women's room. Otherwise, I'd have just busted up in there like, I don't even care. We've all been there.
Right.
And I got through the game. But I never made it to the handshake line.
Did you just stay on the field and shit yourself?
No, it was in the dugout. And then we was wearing white pants too. So I had to walk all the way to the parking lot. It's a baseball playoff game. There's people there.
Oh
right?
My God.
And it wasn't like just a couple logs. Like we talking like my stomach was messed up. It was, I was peeing out of my butt that day.
Oh my God.
Right? It was bad.
Wait, did you guys win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, at least there's that.
Yeah, at least there's that. Nobody ever said anything to me about that, though. It's funny.
Oh, they probably said it behind your back, not to your face. Oh, what was the other time?
Um, during the national anthem.
So you shit yourself in important moments, like in high pressure situations. Are you shitting yourself right now, Justin?
No.
Oh, okay. So,
it was when I was in Korea. And if you've ever been on a military installation overseas, they always play the host country's national anthem first. And then they play the U.S. national anthem, right?
Okay.
So I was trying to hurry and get to the bathroom because it was already like, yo, it's go time. This was another one of those times where my stomach is messed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you hear the tones go off. And I'm like, and I'm still like 5 feet away from the door. Now, I could have just went on in, but I looked over and there was like a very high ranking officer standing near the door. I'm like, I can't make a run for it because it's going to be easier just to stand here and just deal with this, right? And
right.
just hope I can clinch long enough. Well, the South Korean national anthem, I think, is 3 minutes long. And then, and then after that, then you've got the U.S. national anthem, right? Which is like a little over 2 minutes. I didn't make it.
What color were your pants?
Camouflage.
Oh, okay.
It kind of blended in.
I was going to say,
Smell didn't.
All right. Along these lines, let's ask the last question since you skipped one. If you went to the bathroom and you took a dump in the bathroom and then you look around and there is zero toilet paper, what do you do?
I'm walking out without a sock.
Oh, you're going to use a sock. Okay.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a question for you real quick.
All right.
And I want your honest, unbridled answer.
Okay.
Okay. Who do you think's funnier, me or Heather Ellis, Savage Mom Life?
Probably, I don't know. It just depends on what, you know, what you think about as far as like comedy, you know, like hers is, I don't really think she's funny. I mean, she tells jokes. I mean, she's funny. Her laugh is funny, but I think it's just more of her laugh that's super contagious than it is anything else.
So you're saying that you think I'm funnier?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm on her podcast and she said, who you think's funny? Me or you? And I said, I do. Right. So we both said us and I said, you know what? I'm going to call somebody that's going to shoot it real.
And she's calling me now.
Take it. Answer it.
This is Kevin.
Kevin Udy.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Who do you think is funnier? That Justin Nunnally? Or myself?
Justin.
Wait, no, I said Justin Nunnally.
Yeah, Justin.
Fuck you,
you don't answer.
You're not really funny. You just got a super contagious laugh.
I fucking hate both of you.
Like, you sounded like that woman off The Nanny. Like, what's her name?
Fran Drescher. Fran Drescher.
Like, no, you would have like 3 bottles.
How does she laugh?
I don't know. She had that little weird snorting laugh or whatever, but I don't know. You're just funny. Like, I mean, it's not, you're not funny. So your laugh is just contagious. Like, I only laugh at your videos because you're laughing. Like, if you just...
I swear to God. You know what? We're fucking adding Kevin to this. We're adding him to the poll in the video that we're putting up.
It's not even... Well, that, y'all gonna get your feelings hurt because there ain't even no question who's funnier between the three of us. I mean, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. So, you know, I just like, y'all don't get your feelings hurt now. I mean, but again, like, you got to go back into it. Like, it's going to be everybody's personal opinion because, like, some people rock with you that don't rock with Justin, and some people rock with Justin that don't rock with you. And
it's true story. True story. Well, okay, we're putting a video up, and we're going to put a poll up.
Okay.
In that video.
All three of us.
I ain't putting any of y'all's polls anywhere. Listen. We got to put a video, all three of us, on each other's page. Well, no, each page. How can we do that? Put a poll up.
I'm not giving y'all clout.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ. Get your numbers up by yourself. No, I don't care. We can do whatever. But again, like, you're going to get those mixed emotions because you have loyal fans that follow you that they're going to say you regardless, just in the same way and me the same way.
No, true.
So you got to find,
you got to find a place that's like unbiased to do that.
Let's so go
like
find you- someone that's not funny and have them put it on their page so it's completely unbiased.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we set up something, a venue, and then me, you, and Justin, we all three get on stage, and then at the end of it, we just have the entire audience poll.
He don't want to do that.
Like kind of like they used to do when they said, hey, you know, clap for who was the best performance.
What are we in, like, elementary?
No, I but like, you know how it does, like, you know, I mean, but you see, it would be fun. All three of us on stage telling jokes, and then at the end, let the crowd choose.
It's true. That's true. Okay, look, all three of us need to get on the next podcast or a couple weeks down the road, whatever. All three of us.
Is Justin in Ohio with you, or is he on the phone?
He's on the phone.
Oh. I'm surprised him up, but dude, that's the problem with Justin. See, like, this is the difference between you and Justin. Like, when you got your blue check mark, you ain't switch up. Like, you stayed humble. Justin switched all the way up when he got his little participation trophy.
How'd I switch up?
So that's the difference.
How'd I switch up?
But you more humble about it.
Yeah, listen, Justin went out, bought himself underwear that had a big old blue check mark on. He went crazy with his stuff.
Y'all are crazy.
No, it's true.
That check mark don't mean shit.
No, and he started hanging out with like celebrities and stuff like big. Oh, guess who I'm hanging out with? Like, bro, you a normal person, bro? Like,
you know what? That sounds bitter. That sounds like bitterness. That sounds like bitter. See, that ain't me saying shit. That's just me doing my thing.
Nobody give two shits about, and all you did was started doing viral videos off of big titties. That's all you did. Bro, you put no work in.
He said, you ain't wrong.
Works.
And I'm telling you straight up, this is coming from somebody who's salty as fuck about it. I put the work in for a blue check mark. And really? I can't even get them to give me a purple heart, a green one. I get the middle finger every time I tell them something.
I give you a middle finger every time.
That's what I'm asking from now on. Just put a middle finger right beside my neck.
Put a little emoji next to your name.
It's a bad deal. Like, but out of everybody you could have had on your podcast, that's who you chose?
Well, it was one of those, what is it, March, where you're supposed to, like, go help people. Like, it's an outreach program, so I called Justin.
Who's he helping? Who's he help?
No, I'm helping him.
I understand, you know. That makes sense. Are y'all still doing your podcast right now?
Yep, you're about to be on it.
To get you better ratings than Justin.
Hey, tell him I said just go on up to the car line and make up some more stories.
Let me know what you need me to do. I got you.
All right, we're going to do a poll, and then the three of us will have to do a podcast together.
That'll work.
All right, later.
I'll talk to you soon,
Bob. All right, bye.
I tell you what, Udi, no joke, I am not joking. He is one of the quick-wittedest people I've ever
met. He's good people. I like him. There are a few people, you, Udi, there's just a couple other people that I genuinely, if they call, I pick up the phone. If I call them, like, pick up the phone. You know, like, true friends, like, ride or dies.
Yeah.
So I appreciate having that come from TikTok.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. And you know, to our point earlier, hey, a lot of people don't, it's gotten kind of lost, I think. But people don't realize that, like, shit talking's a love language. You know,
oh,
like,
100%.
Me and Udi will give each other so much shit. Same. And make fun and make each other insecure about things. Oh. Right. And it's all out of love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on. I mean, we've been friends for a minute. I kept saying we got to have Justin on here. But that's a wrap for us. We're out.
Hey, thanks for having me on. And I really do appreciate it. If you ever need anything, let me know. And I am the funniest one. So.
Not. Like I said, if you guys want to hit subscribe, make sure you guys are getting the alerts. But let me get that last word in and we're out.
Word. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep talking. And then you're just going to have to end the damn show with me just talking.
Like the police knew. who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.